As markets head into today's FOMC decision, the consensus expectation is for the Federal Reserve to deliver a 25 basis point rate cut, an outcome that is largely priced in. As a result, the policy move itself is unlikely to drive sustained market reaction unless accompanied by a meaningful shift in messaging. The focus is firmly on whether the Fed validates expectations for further easing or signals a more cautious data-dependent path. Attention will center on the statement, updated dot plot, and Chair Powell press conference for guidance on the trajectory of rates into the upcoming quarters. Any indication that inflation risks are becoming more balanced or that policy is now sufficiently restrictive would reinforce dovish expectations. By contrast, emphasis on economic resilience or upside inflation risks could frame today's cut as a tactical adjustment rather than the start of a deeper easing cycle. For U.S. equities, a dovish interpretation would be supportive, particularly for rate-sensitive sectors such as technology and growth that benefit from lower discount rates. However, if guidance leans hawkish relative to expectations, equity upside could be limited and volatility may pick up given elevated positioning and valuations. The reaction is likely to be more pronounced at the index level than in single stocks. In FX markets, the dollar's response will depend on how aggressively rate cut expectations are repriced. Clear signals of additional easing would likely weigh on the dollar and support G10 peers, while a more restrained outlook could keep the dollar from firm as U.S. yields remain attractive on a relative basis. Emerging market currencies would also be sensitive to any perceived shift in the Fed's reaction function. Overall, today's meeting is less about the headline cut and more about shaping expectations for 2026. With markets finally balanced, even modest changes in tone or projections could drive outsized moves across FX, rates, and equities as investors recalibrate the broader macro outlook. That's all for now.